This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And on our show today, my first guest is singer Ronnie McDowell. Later on, actor Kevin Macy will be here from the NBC show Young Rock, who plays the role of Randy Macho Man Savage. Then John Schneider will be joining us. He's got a new movie out this week called One Month Out. And later on, we'll be talking about sleeping with Dr. Carlos Nunez. Next hour, T.G. Shepherd, country music legend, will be joining us with a brand new CD called Midnight in Memphis. Then author Glenn Frankel has a brand new book that he just published called Shooting Midnight Cowboy. And that's right, it's the shooting of the movie Midnight Cowboy. 50 years ago that movie was made. And then actor Tim Murphy. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back with Ronnie McDowell, my first guest.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some and I have discovered, Lord, yes, that older women know just how to please a man.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Actually, what you're listening to is our next guest and a gentleman that's a friend of the show for many, many years. Good to have him here. Joining us right now is Ronnie McDowell. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Ron, I am live and in color with you here in close to Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow, and what a great name, Ronnie. You know, I just, two wrongs don't make a right, but in this case, we're going to pull it off here, my friend.
I'm telling you, your mother did good and mine did too, naming us both Ronnie. And my name is actually Ronald, and the only person that ever called me that was my mother when she'd get ill at me. Get in here, Ronald Dean, right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? My name is Ronald too, and I'm not a big fan of Ronald. I like Ronnie. And my wife says, well, you know, it sounds like a kid. And I said, wait a minute. Tell that to Ronnie Reagan, Johnny Carson. I like that youthful sound to it. So it's Ronnie for us, Ronnie.
I love Ronnie too. I'm not too akin to Ronaldo.
No. I'm Italian. So when I was in Italian class in high school, it was Ronaldo. And I says, no, it's Ronnie is what it is. Hey, Ronnie, nice to have you back on the show. Now, this is a big year for you. This is the 40th anniversary of that song, Older Women, which you had a little bit of reluctancy to do because you thought it would be offensive. But actually, it made the ladies over 40 feel like $1 million. I mean, you're like the hero of the over 40 set back when you did that song. And now it has a new life with the Sheltons, who have reached success on TikTok. So this song has really perpetuated.
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy. My grandson said, Papa, do you know what older women is doing on TikTok? And I said, I don't know what TikTok is. He said, well, you've had 120 million views. This was a few weeks ago. Yeah. I understand it's close to 130 now.
Right.
And I said, well, that's a third of the population of the United States. I said, mine never did that. And he said, well, this is worldwide. That just shows you, Ron, that you never know.
No, you're right. That is absolutely the case. And you're right about TikTok. It's a whole new world out there for us, Ronnie. Days of working a record and going from town to town and all that other stuff is gone. And if you don't get onto these apps that you and I know I don't know a thing about, to be honest with you. You're just missing out on a huge segment of the audience.
Yeah, it's become a social media world, and I get that. I understand it. And, hey, I've been streaming now for a year on social media, and it has turned into something very beneficial and unbelievable for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just glad that it's worked out during this pandemic.
Yeah, it's kept a lot of names out in the public, and that's great. Ronnie, before we talk about some of the other stuff that you're doing, I would be remiss if I didn't say this to you, and I've said it to you a couple of times. I really appreciated the fact that you sent me these great pictures that you drew. I don't know if people know this. When you talk about Ronnie McDowell, the artist, you have to include the fact that he is an artist, not only a musical artist, but draws. And sent me a couple of great posters signed that I have hanging in our studio. And forever grateful for that, my friend.
Well, thank you, and you deserve it. And I appreciate you playing the music all these years. And if you need any more, I'd be more than happy to send them to you.
Every time somebody comes in our studio and they see them, they say, where'd you get that? Hey, he signed this. And I said, yeah, they're done very, very well. The King Is Gone, which was the song that, of course, Ronnie made very popular right after the death of Elvis Presley, has gone over 5 million copies. And for those of you who may not know this, now Ronnie McDowell's voice is so good, but he does this Elvis voice that my friend Dick Clark produced the very first movie about Elvis, shortly after he died, about 78 or something, with Kurt Russell. You did the voice track for that. You did the voice track for the television movie Elvis and Me. You did the singing voice for Elvis on ABC. And the Showtime special, Elvis Meets Nixon, is great for you that they probably didn't have the rights to Elvis music.
Well, that's exactly right. And so that was a blessing for me because Dick Clark, when I did American Bandstand, he said, I'm doing a movie starring Kurt Russell, and he's playing Elvis Presley. And I said, you talking about that Disney actor? I said, well, Dick, you don't look nothing like Elvis. He said, well, let me send you his screen test. He did, and the transformation was unbelievable.
Yeah, did a nice job.
Yeah, he was nominated for an Emmy, and I don't know if you know this, but that in 1978, that was Movie of the Year.
Yeah.
And so I was proud to be a part of it. And then, you know, because of me doing Elvis and Me with Priscilla Presley, I got to be friends with her, and I still am to this day. And when I was a little kid, Ron, who would have ever believed growing up in Portland, Tennessee, idolizing Elvis Presley, out of 8 billion people on the earth, that I would be the one to be his voice?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There are 8 billion impersonators, as Johnny Carson used to say. Johnny Carson made the comment one time that was absolutely hilarious. He says, life is not fair. Elvis is dead and 8 million impersonators live. It's just not fair, you know?
Now, well, you know, I've heard that before. But anyway, what I was going to tell you, too, my son Tyler has a new song out. I'll get him to sing it to you, called Come to Nashville, written by him and Kid Rock's producer and also my nephew. If anybody needs to hear a song about Come to Nashville after what happened, that bombing,
yes.
It's an unbelievably well-written song. The video's great. So I'll get him to send that to you. And also next week, now, Ron, I know you know this phrase. This is my new song, and I'm going to send it to you. And I got the blessings from the guy who coined the phrase in an email this week, and I know you know this. You can do it, Rob Snyder.
Rob Snyder, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, from the Waterboy movie, and of course Bobby Boucher and
sure.
Jerry Reed, my buddy Jerry Reed was in that movie, but that's my new song, and I'm doing it with a mariachi band, and I'm singing the last verse in Spanish.
Really?
So look for that.
You know, they filmed Waterboy at Universal Studios. You know, Henry Winkler and Adam Sandler and all of that was a great show. Still plays well today. Wow, when is that coming out, Ronnie?
Next week. I'm shooting the video the end of this week. They've got a comedy writer doing the video, which I'm doing it with a mariachi band. It took me 2 weeks to learn the last verse in Spanish, but I got it. My friend Reynaldo in San Diego sent it to me the way it was in Spanish, and when I sent it to him, he said, "You know, Ronnie, you sound like a white boy doing Spanish, but," he said, here's the deal about it. He said, "Guess what? That's called respect that you tried to do it and you did it well." I'm not sure what they're going to have me wear, but it's going to, we call this song Seriously Sexy Funny. And when you hear it, you'll get it. You'll laugh big time, but it's also a serious love song. But I guarantee you, if you play it one time, that'll be it. It'll explode, I promise you.
Well, that's going to be out next week?
Yes, I'm sending it to you next week.
Okay, great, because then we got to have you back on so that we can give it a 92, because you can dance to it as long as we're talking about Dick, you know.
And you can dance to it.
Wow, that's great. See, that only goes to show you how you switch with the times. That's fantastic. You know, nobody that really makes it for any long time in this business does the same thing every day, day in and day out. You got to be different. And boy, Ronnie, you certainly, over your illustrious career, have done just that. You have become very, very versatile. Between your artwork, I love the duet you did with your mentor there, Conway Twitty, Only Make Believe. Just some great stuff over the years. And I'm excited about this now.
Well, I can't wait till you hear it, and I can't wait till you hear Tyler's Come to Nashville, because it's so brilliantly written. The video is incredible. So we'll send you both songs next week.
Good. And Ronnie, I got to tell you something, all right? I'm glad to see that Tyler is staying in the family business. That's terrific, and I know you got to be proud of that also.
Well, I am, and of course, Ronnie Dean, my oldest son, is my drummer, and the road manager, and he's also a booking agent. He just does it all.
Fantastic. That's great. Hey, Ronnie, I couldn't be happier for you. It couldn't happen to a nicer man. And look forward to the new song that's coming out. And again, check out on TikTok this version by the Sheltons. Really, between you and me, Ronnie, I like your version better, but that's the way I feel. But it's the 40th anniversary of Older Women. Love that song. Hey, Ronnie, do me a favor. Don't be a stranger now.
Yeah.
Okay? Come back soon, my friend. As soon as we get this new record, we will call you and haunt you to come back, all right?
And you know what, Ron? I guarantee you, you can play it, and you can do it.
I will do it. I can do it. I can do it. Thanks, Ronnie.
Hey, thank you, Ron.
Ronnie McDowell. I like when he's on the show. Talented guy, too, whether he's singing, drawing, playing, writing, doesn't make any difference. Ronnie McDowell. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hey, Ron. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Secchi today. I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. He's quite an actor. He's part of a show that premiered last month on NBC, and it's a good show. It's called Young Rock. It's Tuesdays at 8 p.m., and he plays the role of Randy Macho Man Savage. Joining us right now is Kevin Makeley. Hi, Kevin. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I think this is the first time you've been on with us in the 30 years that we've been doing it, so it's nice having you aboard. I failed to mention in the introduction, though, an actor and producer, too, from the show Badland, where you not only starred, but you also produced this thing, and it became number three on Netflix's top 10 most popular daily shows during this terrible COVID-19. So congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. A labor of love. You know, I sweat blood for that production, and it paid off. A lot of heart and soul went into developing it, playing the character, everything that went in, getting it out there, and the fact that the people, you know, that's a people thing. It went on Netflix without a lot of advertising.
Yeah.
And it blew up to number three, and I'd say even to this day, and I don't know, I haven't done all the research, but that's a truly independent film. My company made it. I made that movie. Obviously, I, you know, a team of people, but we made it independently of anybody. We financed ourselves and everything. And the fact that it got number three, it's not a Netflix original, it's not Lionsgate, it's not Paramount, it's not NBC, it's not any of that stuff. It's a Papa Octopus production released by Cinedigm Entertainment, and to get to number three is an achievement, and I hope that it's an inspiration to every aspiring filmmaker and actor out there. You know, put one foot in front of the other and just do it. Just do it. Do whatever it is that you want to do, because it can happen.
You know, Kevin, I was just going to mention that, because there are a lot of, especially down here where I'm at in Orlando, near some of the studios, there are a lot of wannabe actors and producers, and they sometimes don't realize. They think that the business today is like it was back in the 30s and 40s with the studio effect, you know, where they bring on an actor or an actress and they give them dance lessons and they teach them etiquette and all that. That isn't the ball game anymore. It's got to go out there and, you know, from ground zero, hustle it yourself. And you did it and did it successfully.
Thank you. And I'll just elaborate on it and we'll move on. But it is the golden age right now of independent film, where you can make a movie on a digital camera. You don't have to develop the film, and you can put it out on the same platform as every major film out there. It's the playing field has been leveled, especially now with COVID and the theaters being down, and the insatiable appetite for content. You know, people will gobble up an entire season that takes 2 years to shoot in a day.
Yeah.
So there's no lack of appetite for content. So just get out there and do it. Stop procrastinating. No excuses.
I think you hit it right on the head. Now, this movie, you portray the great Randy Savage, of course, Macho Man. And is it difficult to model your character after a real person and a real person that's not even with us anymore? I mean, is that difficult to do? You see a lot of these Elvis impersonators, and I think sometimes they've never seen Elvis, you know, the way they do it. But, man, I tell you, you take on
Macho Man. There's no doubt about it. I watch it. It's phenomenal.
I appreciate it. What I didn't want to do is do a caricature. I mean, so many people, you know, everybody can do the Macho Man. Yeah. He's this character, but I didn't want to do a caricature of him. I wanted to know who he was when he wasn't being that guy. And what I found out with the very limited footage of him, actually there's like no footage of him not being that guy. But what I found in interviews with other people and people that I contacted, people that actually knew him and things like that, he was always that guy. I'd say he operated at an 11. All you could do was turn him down. So sometimes he was a 3 or a 4. Sometimes he was a 7. You know, when he was in the ring or doing a promo, he was an 11. I just toned him down because, yeah, I wanted to give the fans what they wanted, but I also wanted him to be a real guy. It's also a comedy, so it could very quickly turn to too comedic and not real, and I didn't want a favorite wrestler of all time. I have a lot of respect for him and his family and everything, and I didn't want to do him a disservice. So I just tried to find who was the guy that would be talking to his friends when they weren't wrestling, but still resembled the guy that everybody wanted to see.
You know, and that's a difficult thing to portray when you're trying to do somebody when they're not on the game. Speaking about his family, though, Kevin, have you heard from them?
No, unfortunately, I have not. But I had to, and I think once I put it on me, I'm a little shy, I guess, as far as, you know, I'm portraying somebody very important to me. But if he was important to me, how important is he to his family?
Right.
Let them see it first, and then contact me after. And I would love to sit with his brother Lanny Poffo, who was Weeping Lanny Poffo, was an amazing wrestler too back in the day. I was also a big fan of his. Blew my mind when I found out that they were brothers, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to him and his family. But I got to work with Chavo Guerrero Jr., who comes from a long line of wrestlers as well. He trained me in the ring, and he knew Randy Savage and all of those guys. So his story is much like The Rock. So I got a little insight into him, and, you know, a few other people that knew him. And I actually met him one time in Poughkeepsie. I'm from Poughkeepsie, and they used to wrestle at the Civic Center all the time. And we were at the diner, and Macho Man and Vince McMahon were at the diner, so I got to meet him for a brief second, which was the highlight of my young life.
When you see Macho Man at a diner, I mean, what's he dressed like? I mean, what's he like? I mean, I guess that's the question everyone wants to know about people that they don't know what they're like behind the scenes, like in The Wizard of Oz. What's that guy behind the curtain like?
Yeah, he had a headband on, sunglasses, and jeans on. I was a kid, but I remember him wearing like a pink jacket of some sort. He was wearing a pink jacket in my recollection. I mean, it was, you know, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like the Macho Man. He was unmistakably the Macho Man, and Vince McMahon was wearing a suit. So they look like themselves, just, you know, a street version of himself.
You know, when I watch this, and it's a great show, it's called The Rock, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, it's called The Young Rock on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, and that's, of course, on NBC. The portrayal of a lot of these wrestlers, I mean, the guy who plays Andre the Giant does a remarkable job, too. And you see him in a very casual atmosphere over at the house playing cards and just being a regular guy.
Yeah. And Matthew Willig is a good friend of mine. He crushed it. He was great.
Yeah.
Everybody, Nate Jackson plays the Junkyard Dog. Brett Azar plays the Iron Sheik. The Wild Samoans are my friend John Tui and Fosse. And they were just, everybody, we just took it all so seriously, but we were all these young kids in adult bodies playing these heroes. Boy, did we have a good time. We talk about a dream job. A lot of pressure because you have to, you know, quite literally, big boots to fill. Literally. But a dream come true, and we all had so much fun. So much fun.
It's a great show. I congratulate you on a terrific job you do playing Randy Savage, the Macho Man. And that, of course, again, is Young Rock on Tuesday evenings on NBC at 8 p.m. And one of its stars, our friend Kevin Makeley. Hey, Kevin, you're a great actor, a great guest, and please, we welcome you to come back anytime. And good luck. I hope you have 100 episodes under your belt before too long.
Oh, thank you. My Intercontinental Championship belt, is that what we're talking about?
That's the one.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Kevin.
I appreciate you joining us. Really is a good show. It's a comedy. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live with Ron Sedgie today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Brazilian variant of coronavirus has been detected for the first time in the state of New York. A Brooklyn woman in her 90s has been diagnosed with the strain that has been called a variant of concern by the CDC. The variant is one of those several strains that have been singled out by the CDC because of their increased transmissibility and harsher symptoms. They're also tracking variants first identified in the UK, South Africa, and 2 from California. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Friday that variants of the virus could soon account for up to 30% of infections in the U.S. The White House chief medical advisor has singled out the UK variant, saying that strain is about 50% more transmissible than the original virus. And the annual White House Easter egg roll has been canceled for the second straight year due to the pandemic. A spokesman for First Lady Jill Biden says the Bidens hope to continue the tradition of the egg roll in 2022. Virtual events will instead be held, and the White House will send out commemorative eggs to local hospitals and vaccination sites. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To California, where the ladies look so fine, they can take a long-haired country boy and softly bend his.
So many others by our guests. Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgy live all across the USA and around the world. And our guest is a real Renaissance man and a friend of our shows for many, many years. It's always great having him here. And believe it or not, he's got a ton of things to talk about, which he always does, which means that he's like the Energizer Bunny. Keeps going and going and going. John Schneider's here. Hey, John, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, there you are. Hey, I'm great country girl. I love that song.
So I was listening to it before we went on the air, and I said, I got to play this going into the show. You know, a list of songs that you've done over the years that are all terrific, but I just love that way that song goes. How you been?
Well, I've been fantastic. One of the things we did, speaking of that song, is we went back and redid all the greatest hits acoustically. And, Spotify and all that, you can get John Schneider's greatest hits still. I think we actually even did a better job on Country Girls. We are so busy. Today is a great day for us. I think last time we spoke, I talked about Cineflix, DOD, have our own film streaming service.
Right.
And so we haven't sold out to the big box streaming services, have no intention of doing that. We're independent thought, independent filmmaking, independent music, totally independent. And today, this very day, we have 1 month out, came out today, which is my psychological drama thriller about the perils of Alzheimer's in extended care facilities.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lighthearted romp. It is a very thought-provoking, sometimes funny, very often uncomfortable movie.
It's something that is realistic in today's society. I mean, I've had members of my family in these assisted living facilities, and is actually very, very common, I hate to say. And this is a story about a wealthy older man who has Alzheimer's, and he's in one of these facilities, and the geriatrics nurse is said, well, I'm going to look over this guy, I'm going to look over. And meanwhile, she's robbing him like crazy, and the wife is nervous. I mean, this is a story that I think will hit the hearts and the life of a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's based on a true story, Ron. A friend of mine, her father-in-law, had just passed away from Alzheimer's, and I said, well, that's terrible. It's a terrible disease. And she said, yes, but what happened before that is even worse. And I said, what? And she said that he had been in an extended care facility for about 3 months before he divorced his wife, cut her and the children out of his will, and married his caregiver and left her everything. And if that wasn't bad enough, she said, wait, there's more. And I said, what could possibly be worse than that? Well, it was the second time this woman had done this. So already, since the movie came out, you know, at 12:01 this morning, since the movie came out, people are saying, you know, that happened to my cousin, or that happened to a neighbor down the street. Or you would think that that would be a very rare occurrence, but it's not. These sorts of things happen all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially to folks who have no one left.
Right.
Now, when your wife has already passed away and your kids are off doing whatever they did, or you don't have any kids.
Right.
You know, it's the elderly person, or the person who, because Alzheimer's is not just for the elderly, but it's the person in extended care who is going to leave their money to dog shelter. And I don't want to paint everybody in extended care is bad. Extended care is wonderful. Extended care is a wonderful place. But there are people who will take advantage of your $2,500 or your $25,000 or your $1,500.
Yeah.
There are people out there who feel for some reason that they are entitled to whatever you have left, and they have no remorse for taking it.
Yeah, and I noticed even in my mother's case, she didn't have Alzheimer's, but she was in an extended care, and every once in a while, you know, a wristwatch would go missing, or a bracelet would go missing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nickel and diamond. Now, this is the amazing part about this movie, ladies and gentlemen, okay, which really went into great production with some great actors and actresses. In 2016, this was a very difficult year because this movie was actually submerged underwater in the flood of the century at your studios, and it has taken you now
over 4 years to rehabilitate it. I mean, this has been a very elongated process and one that I'm sure wasn't a pleasant one, John.
No, I thought for the first 2 years or so that no one was ever going to see this movie. But thankfully, there's been a lot of inroads made in hard drive recovery since we made it. And what Ron's talking about, folks, is we had the 1,000-year flood.
Right.
Actually, we had the 100-year flood in March of 2016 and recovered from that, and then we had the 1,000-year flood. And all of the hard drives that housed two films we did that summer got wet. And hard drives don't like that.
No.
They don't like to get wet. I saved them, and then they have been, in the last 3 years, it's taken 3 years to get these hard drives up and running again. Now, certainly that was not round the clock, but it was hundreds, if not thousands, of hours.
Sure.
And it cost more to restore this movie than it cost to make this movie.
Really? Is that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember I had a 250 gig hard drive restored from my laptop back in 2017, and that took a month and a half and cost $1,500.
Yeah, big difference.
Well, this is an 8 hard drive RAID that adds up to 20 terabytes. This was a monumental undertaking. If I didn't think people needed to see this movie, I wouldn't have done it. It could have very well been a fool's errand.
Yeah. Boy, but you must have had a lot of long nights worrying about that one.
Yeah.
I got to mention this. Every year, there's a huge extravaganza at your studios in Holden, Louisiana. And you're going to have it again April 10th and 11th. Every year you invite me, every year I got to go. You know, I haven't been to one yet. I need to go. Tell us about it.
Well, come on.
I really got to do that.
This is our fourth annual Bose Extravaganza. We have music, we have food, we have car shows, we have motorcycle shows, we've got cowboy church, we've got stunt, and I'm actually standing right now. Last year when we did Bose Extravaganza, we filmed our movie called Stand On It.
Right.
And if you're a Smokey and the Bandit fan, this is my tribute to Smokey and the Bandit. I do not drive in the movie. I drive a triple black Hellcat T-top because I am the Mopar guy. Purists, there are Smokey and the Bandit purists out there that say, no, it has to be a Trans Am. Well, all of my Dukes of Hazzard fans would have turned their back on me if I had not driven a Chrysler product. So I'm standing right now. If you want to be in the sequel to Stand On It, and that is called Poker Run, I'm right now marking 2x4s where we are going to jump a speedboat through a house. So I'm having to score the 2x4s of this house so that when the speedboat jumps through it, it will break away.
Oh, man.
So if you want to see that, you want to see cars jump over lakes, you want to see cop cars jump into the water, and then you've got to come to Bose Extravaganza. April 10th and 11th, VIP tickets are available for the 9th, where we will be doing music and food, we'll have a crawfish boil, and we're going to show Stand On It on our drive-in screen. We have a drive-in here too, Ron. We opened that up 2 weeks ago.
Unbelievable. BoseExtravaganza.com is where you can go for the tickets, and you can also see 1 month out on CineflexDOD.com, which is out right now as we speak. John, I know you're on a horrendous schedule. One of these days, when you're not so busy, you need to come back and we'll visit about so many other things that I always like to talk to you about, including the way that you got the gig on the Dukes of Hazzard. I love that story. Okay? So will you do that?
You betcha.
Okay. And I look forward to our next chat, and stay safe, my friend. Okay?
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. John Schneider has been our guest. He's been a friend of our show for a lot of years. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, planting the hill. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Today, live nationwide and around the world, sleep is absolutely essential to your good health, productivity, and during these tough times of COVID-19, there's a lot of stress out there. People aren't getting a lot of sleep. National Sleep Awareness Week is upon us, and joining us right now is the Chief Medical Officer for ResMed, a company that develops technology and devices for sleep apnea and other respiratory diseases, our friend Dr. Carlos Nunez. Hello, Doctor. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
I am great, Ron. Thanks for having me back.
Well, you know, you talk about the stress and strain of COVID, but there are so many things that affect somebody's sleep, and right now, just, you know, with the overview of what's happening in this country, not only with the pandemic, but all the nerves and everything else, it's amazing how much sleep disorders affect people. There's a survey that says 54 million people in the United States have this particular sleep disorder we know as sleep apnea, and 80% are undiagnosed. But sleep apnea is not the only thing that prevents us from getting a good night's sleep. What do we do in those instances, doctor?
Yeah, no, great question. Sleep is so vital to our health, you know, emotional, physical, mental well-being. And we talk a lot about diet and exercise, but we forget that third pillar of health, sleep, far too often. What can we do? So forgetting sleep apnea or sleep disorders in particular, the most important thing you can do is have a regular sleep schedule. Go to bed more or less same time every day, wake up more or less same time every morning, 7 days a week. Doesn't matter if it's a work day or a day off. Your body needs that regularity. Also, before you go to bed, the things you've heard, you know, the conventional wisdom, don't drink caffeine late in the day, don't drink too much alcohol late in the day, take the phone away from your face, get that iPad off, turn off the TV at least an hour before you go to bed. You're tricking your brain into thinking that that's sunlight coming off of those screens, and it makes it harder for you to wind down and go to sleep. And then if you have any symptoms, signs, concerns, you may have a sleeping disorder, insomnia, restless leg syndrome, or even something like sleep apnea, talk to your doctor. You know, common signs and symptoms can be waking up and just never feeling rested, waking up with headaches or drenched in sweat or with a scratchy throat. And then you may have, if you have someone in your home or a bed partner who reports that you snore loudly, or even snore to the point where it sounds like you stop breathing, then you really should talk to your doctor, because you might have a sleeping disorder like sleep apnea, which can be devastating, but can also be easily treated.
But it is a very serious disease, and it could be fatal, could it not, doctor?
Yeah, so sleep apnea itself doesn't kill you. What it does, and if I may, I'll just describe what happens. Apnea is a Latin word for no breath. So as you sleep, the tissues in your throat relax, and if they relax too much, it completely cuts off the flow of air, and so your oxygen level in your blood drops. Your brain believes you are being suffocated, and it freaks out, sends an adrenaline rush through your body, and says, okay, everybody wake up, take a breath, we're dying. And it wakes you up just enough to take a breath, but not enough that you even realize you were awake. In a mild case of sleep apnea, that happens 5 to 15 times an hour. In a moderate case, it is not uncommon for someone to have a sleep test that shows you stop breathing 30, 40 times an hour, every hour while you sleep. So you can imagine, you are never getting restful sleep. Your body is repeatedly being insulted with a state of low oxygen and then a state of emergency. Over and over and over again. And it leads to higher risk of cardiovascular disease, metabolic disorders like diabetes, and even risk for things like dementia and Alzheimer's look like they are greater in people that don't sleep well. Sleep apnea is a huge cause of poor sleep.
A lot of stress on the heart, I guess, with all those occurrences in the course of an hour. Are there different types of sleep apnea? Someone's told me that there's a physical type that you're talking about and also a mental. Is that true?
That is true. So there is what's called obstructive sleep apnea, which is the most common and the type I described. Then there is what's called central sleep apnea, where central meaning like your central nervous system, there's something wrong in your brain that is actually causing you to not breathe. There's no obstruction. Your brain just decided not to take a breath until the oxygen drops so low, and then it's like, oh, I guess I better breathe now. And some of the things that can cause that, for example, someone who has chronic pain and takes opiates. Opiates depress the respiration, and when you sleep, can depress it to the point where your brain just doesn't feel like it has to breathe. But other conditions can cause it as well. People with congestive heart failure have a higher incidence of central sleep apnea. And it's never very clean. Some people with obstructive have a few central events and vice versa. You may have central sleep apnea, but you also may have some obstruction in your throat. Best way to find out, though, is ask your doctor. If you've got any of those signs or symptoms, they can figure out using a sleep test. Do you have central, do you have obstructive, or do you have a mixture of the two?
So let's say you have the normal sleep apnea, for sake of calling it that. So now you're on a sleep apnea machine. But that doesn't help the central one, does it?
Oh, no, it can. So the good modern machines that have sensors in them that can tell when air is moving, not moving, and the machine itself can actually figure out, is there an obstruction? It'll push a little bit of pressure and say, the air moving? Oh, yeah, the air is moving. There's no obstruction. This person just decided they didn't want to breathe. So it can actually report and say, you know, you are having 10 events an hour, one or two of which were central and the rest were obstructive.
You know, you talk to people who have had this in the past, and maybe they haven't now because I don't think it's curable. And one of the things that they talk about, doctor, is the machine, the apparatus. Are they developing things that are a little bit more consumer-friendly from the standpoint of you don't have all that stuff on there? It is quite a big piece of machinery to put on and go to sleep with.
Yeah, so you know, and that's always been a big concern, and it's a bit of a stigma. People sometimes just don't even want to know they have sleep apnea because they feel like they're going to have this loud, cumbersome, uncomfortable device. But yes, in the 32 years that CPAP therapy has been available, the machines have become smaller, quieter, more efficient. For example, the device I use, so I have sleep apnea. And the device I use is quieter than the air moving through an air conditioning vent. It's almost literally silent. And it's obviously more quiet than my snoring, so my wife doesn't mind whatever little breathing noises she hears. Yeah. Is much better than snoring. But they're also more modern in that they're, you know, like our devices are connected to the internet, and there's an app, so you can use the app on your phone to see how you did, to see if there's any problem. And then the masks, the connection to you and that device have gotten better, more comfortable. I wear what's called a nasal pillow, which isn't even really a mask. It's a little cushion that goes under my nose, that just little holes that seal against the nostrils. And that's it. And it's very comfortable. I'm a side sleeper, and I toss and turn, and it stays on. And it's the best sleep I've ever had. I look forward to putting it on every night.
And you get a good night's sleep with that. That's fantastic. Because when you get up a million times during the evening, you run out of things to think about trying to get back to sleep. You know, we joke around about it, but it's serious, serious stuff. Where can we go, Doctor, for more information and some of this new equipment that you just talked about?
The best place to start, there's a great website called SleepForBetterTomorrow.com has lots of great information about sleep in general, sleeping disorders, even a questionnaire to help you gauge your own level of risk for some sleep disorders so you can more intelligently talk with your doctor about what you're feeling and what you're experiencing. So SleepForBetterTomorrow.com.
SleepForBetterTomorrow.com. Doctor, it's always nice having you here. National Sleep Awareness Week is this week. Our guest has been Dr. Carlos Nunez. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank our guests for joining us this first hour, and they include singer and artist Ronnie McDowell, actor Kevin Maitley, part of Young Rock on NBC, actor and producer and singer John Schneider with his new movie, 1 month Out, and Dr. Carlos Nunez. Next hour, country great T.G. Shepherd talks about his brand new CD, Midnight in Memphis. We have author Glenn Frankel with us. He's going to be discussing the book that he wrote, Shooting Midnight Cowboy, 50 years ago that movie was released. And then actor Tim Murphy will be joining us. And that's our coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.